Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Murray here, and we have the cast of Swing Bout on the line.
I'm going to be world champ.
Everyone's going to be world champ until the real world champ starts punching their face in.
Hello to Ciara and Sinead. How's things?
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
It appears that illness has hit everybody. Everyone's kind of getting over colds and flus at the moment. Brilliant timing for the release of the film, what?
Yeah, I think when you're working so hard up to a release, your body eventually kind of gives in. You know, you come to some part and then it kind of gives up. So that's my part. I'm that person right now.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. And you were saying as well, Ciara, you're just kind of getting over a sniffly thing as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not putting in all the amazing hours of work that Sinead is, so I don't have the same excuse, so I'm going to blame it on the weather.
Okay, fair enough. So let's talk about that precisely. So Sinead, not only are you in this, but you were very much involved in the making of this film from scratch, really, weren't you?
Yeah, so I'm the producer of it as well, and I guess, I mean, look, I suppose you could go back as far as COVID if you wanted in terms of when the idea was first pitched to me. And as soon as the first restrictions lifted, we kind of went hell for leather, myself and Morris, the writer-director, and he started writing it. And I started kind of putting things in place in terms of what we'd need financially and location-wise and everything. So, yeah, it's going on a long time. God. And we would have shot it in last year.
When you even mentioned the financial side of making a film, I'm sure it's pretty much as asking how long is a piece of string. I mean, you could go anywhere with it, really, couldn't you?
Absolutely anywhere with it. And like for us, we chose not to go down looking for funding because we were really gunning to make a film. You know, we just, it was all after COVID and stuff, and we knew we had a really unique idea. So we chose to kind of beg, borrow and steal from absolutely everybody we knew. We went down the private equity road instead and kind of gathered the funds that way, you know.
And Ciara, so you played the lead. Tell us all about your character, and we better talk about what the film is actually about as well.
Tony stars as one of the swing bouts for this entire match that's happening, this televised match. And basically what a swing bout is it's kind of, they're a fighter who is used to fill up gaps in the TV schedule. So say like the televised matches have all the opponents have been knocked out like within the first like couple of rounds or something. It means there's like a gap that they have to fill. And so you have these swing bouters waiting backstage for up to around like 7 or 8 hours waiting to see if they could possibly get a chance to fight. And it's a really tense atmosphere for them because it could be like their big break to finally, you know, prove their mettle as a fighter.
They might get on, they might not get on, they could be called on at the very last second. I never thought about that actually with boxing. That with the television schedule, it could be over in seconds. And then what do you do?
Totally, yeah. They're laced up and they're ready to go for hours and hours and hours. They've got their gloves on and like, you know, they can't even go to the toilet or anything like that. They're like really basically ready to go at any given call notice. Like, so it's crazy.
Yeah. And Sinead, were you familiar with this? I never even knew this existed.
I hadn't a clue. I didn't even know anything about boxing, nor to mind swing bout boxing. So I had to literally, from an actor's point of view and from a producer's point of view, I had to Google absolutely everything. No idea. It just, was never a boxing fan per se. You know, I just didn't really like seeing people being punched in the face,
being
to be honest.
Battered.
So, never into it. So, no, it was just, but it was great. It was a great way to learn about something you didn't know, you know, and then to actually make a film on it was pretty cool.
And your character, Ciara, you're a terrible Tony. I love the names of the boxers in this as well. Tony Terrible. Is it Terrible Tony or Tony Terrible? Am I mixing that up?
Terrible Tony.
Terrible Tony. So it's very intense. Like, I mean, you are really kind of concentrating, aren't you, in this role? Were you watching a lot of boxers and that to kind of get there?
Yeah, because it's a very like weird atmosphere backstage, because obviously I'm playing the part of this boxer, but boxers play the part of their own like persona that they've curated. So like Vicious Vicky Dunn is a persona that she needs to live up to in front of her opponents and in front of her fans, because you're selling like a character. You're not just like selling someone based on their like prowess or their skill. It's about their image and it's about like their vibe, you know.
What do you mean to tell me this is not all real, what we see on the TV?
What do you mean? So I think it's funny playing a character like that, because Toni as a character is dealing with so many internal struggles herself. You know, she's got this really fraught relationship with her mother, who she hasn't seen in ages, that's coming to watch the fight. She's projected a lot onto this fight in terms of her own journey of redemption and trying to become a better person. But then she also has to act really, really tough in front of her opponents on top of that, in front of people that already don't like her and don't think much of her. So there's so many layers to work with backstage there.
Welcome to the fight game.
You must have had to learn all the moves, though, because, I mean, there's quite a lot of physical... I mean, you have to kind of get that right, even the way you're kind of just hopping around and you're like, if I pretended to be a boxer now, they'd be straight onto me. They'd know that I wasn't the real thing, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's funny. There was, like, after we learned how to box, what we also had to learn how to do was shadow box, which is even more tricky, because you can learn how to box and you can learn how to kind of do the footwork and plant the moves and, you know, look like you can box. But then you have to learn how to warm up as a boxer for boxing, if that makes sense. So it's kind of like, it's not enough then to just know what the moves are. You have to know what muscles then you should be warming up, and also how that warm up takes place over like 7 hours, you know. So obviously at the beginning, if we're like shadow boxing at the start of the film, we're not going to be like absolutely giving it socks and giving it a hand, because you wear yourself out. So you have to have that in the back of your mind as well. You have to think, how would it look for a boxer to authentically warm up over the course of this much time?
Do you know what I'm just thinking as well, Ciara? Yeah. Like, you were mentioned there about how the swing bouts, they could be hanging around for 8-9 hours backstage waiting to get on. Maybe they wouldn't get on. That means 8 or 9 hours, you wouldn't even be able to have something to eat. I know, I'd faint.
You have to retain your weight. Yeah, I know. I'd be too hungry. I'd be like,
wouldn't be for me now. Yeah. I mark myself out of that one. Yeah, yeah. So were you watching a lot of boxing then? I mean, the Olympics must have been something that, I'm not sure this would have been well made before the Olympics. What am I talking about?
Yeah, it would have been, but actually it was very timely, now that you think of it, you know, the fact that Kelly Harrington has won and now this film is coming out. So it couldn't have landed at the most appropriate time. Yeah. You kind of think it was planned, but it actually wasn't. You know? Yeah. So it's very...
Now, it's not just about, obviously, the boxing, because, I mean, there's a lot of drama in this film. Some stuff might shock the audience.
Yes.
Will we get into that, or we don't want to give it away?
Yeah, I mean, we can totally get into it. The film follows the journey of Toni as she makes her walk from the dressing room to the ring. And in between that time, there are all the antics and dramatics and tensions and scandals and betting and drugs and corruption and everything that's going on behind the scenes. Yeah, so I think what we've done here is, and it's also budget based as well, because it is low budget, but we've completely switched the kind of expected ending that people would generally think of from a general boxing film, and we've switched that on its head and we've turned it around, so much so that people, and most audience members, in fairness, they've come up to us and they were like, oh my God, we did not expect that. That was absolutely genius. It was fantastic. Yeah. So we're delighted with how that one went. But yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, there is a lot of fighting going on.
You know? There is, yes. Yeah. You could say that. Yeah. You could. And when it came to like getting the funding, as you said, for this, was it easier to go and say, look, I've done this? Because both of you have done a lot of well-known kind of work before in the past. So was it easier when you kind of have that on the LCV to go and say, look, I've done this before, I've experience in this?
Yeah, I suppose when it's funding, it's always a tricky one. Because, you know, there's only one pot with funds in it, and there's so many people trying to get the funds from the pot. Because we were really dying to make the film, I'm quite resourceful as a producer. So I used to work in high tech also. My husband works in high tech. So we'd know a few people who might have a few quid, you know, that they could spare. So I kind of tapped a lot of people for a bit of money, while also saying, I don't know if you'll make this back, but I'm just saying that we're trying to make this breakout film. It's going to be unique. It's going to be a very unique Irish film. And hopefully, you know, and there are people also that really love the arts as well, who really love myself and Morris and the work that we've done before. And they've been wanting to back us, but we wanted to kind of find the right project for them to back us. So it was difficult. But it was manageable. Do you know what I mean? Everything's difficult, but there's always a solution, you know?
Yeah, can we just say to our Cork audience where Sinead is from?
I'm from Ballyfihan.
So there you go.
Or the Han. Dahan.
And you worked on The Dry as well. And of course, John Connors is doing the voiceover in this as well, from Love, Hate. And as regards to yourself, Ciara, you've done Normal People, which I think a few people are familiar with, The Deceived. I mean, it's great, isn't it, to have all this behind you as well?
Yeah, definitely. It was really fun kind of working on, you know, those shows in the past. But at the same time, it was like they were kind of day player roles in a way. So I never really got the full experience of like being on set for a long time. So getting to do something like this, like it was a massive jump in terms of what I'd done. Like the sets I'd worked on before were for, you know, big shows, but it wasn't. I wasn't part of the bigness of it. Whereas with
Ciara, what you have to do is you have to put on your actress head now and say, no, Paul, Paul Mescal is my best mate. Just off the phone to him there a second ago.
Sorry, I was late.
Yeah. Okay, super. Well, guys, do have a look. Well worth a watch. It is called Swing Bout, and have a look at it this weekend. And the best of luck, guys. It's great to see more Irish films being made. Congratulations. And we'll hope to have you on again with your next project.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Trina.
Thanks so much. It's Ireland's Classic Radio.
A storm carries the fury of the gods. It brings destruction and death. But a storm rewards the strong, the brave, and the bold.